When we get on fire for the Lord, we want to do something great for Him. We want to speak about Him. We want to talk about Him. We have in our mind all these things that we're going to do, and all the future seems mapped out before us, speaking the gospel and doing this and going here. It just seems like everything is in place. The power of God is with us. The words are there. We are doing God's will. And then the bottom drops out. Somebody seems to step on our plans. The Lord wants to send us in another direction. Something. Saul was like that when the Lord struck him down on the road to Damascus, blinded him, and then sent Ananias to lay hands on him, and the Holy Spirit came upon Saul. He began preaching Christ. Paul was ready to preach the gospel wherever he could, and I'm sure he had it in his mind because he was a logical man. He was a planner. He was a person who tried to see ahead in what he was going to do, that he had it all planned out what he was going to do. And he went to Jerusalem, and he introduced himself to the people and to the apostles, and it just didn't quite work out the way he thought it would. Let's read about it in Acts, the 9th chapter and the 26th verse. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he tried to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, and did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them coming in, going out at Jerusalem. And he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, and disputed against the Grecians. But they went about to kill him. Which, when the brethren knew of this, they brought him down to Caesarea, and sent him forth to Tarsus. They told Paul, "Brother Paul, we love what you're doing. We think it's wonderful that the Lord has saved you and you have such a strong testimony. Go home." What's this go home? He was Saul of Tarsus. They sent him back home. Sometimes all the plans that we make come tumbling down because we make them. God had a different path for Paul. I'm sure Paul thought he was going to be a part of that church at Jerusalem. That just isn't the way it was going to work out. He ended up at a place called Antioch. And there he took his position as the low seniority pastor in the church and began doing the work of pastoring. Jesus had a different path for Paul. He was going to instruct Paul. He was going to strengthen him. You see, our plans often come to nothing, and sometimes there's great disappointment in that. But I want to tell you, God has a better way for us. If we'll be obedient and stay close to Him, God will put us in that exact spot where we can be effective, and He will strengthen us and help us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I'm so thankful that you spoiled some of my plans. I thought they were good plans, Lord. I thought I really had my finger on what I should do, and I had it all mapped out, how my life was going to go. But you spoiled that, Lord, because you had something different, something better for me. And I'm speaking this day, at this hour, at this time, because you redirected my steps in a way I never imagined. Thank you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.